at the General Hospital, why are you wasting your time watching this trash guiding light is on?
Because I'm a little concerned about what they're doing with Jason's character. It's halfway through the show and he still has his shirt on.
Don't worry, he's going down to the waterfront. Brenda's gonna be down there crying. It's coming off.
Excuse me, could I get some sugar?
Roseanne, should I just rip off the shirt of every customer so that they can get your attention?
Not these customers.
No. We don't charge Mr. Melman of Melman Restaurant Supplies. He's our special friend.
Oh, a special friend, huh? Well, the food is on the house. If you're sleeping with Leon, it's a miracle you can eat it all.
She thinks she's funny. You know, I'd let the girl go, except she scares away robbers.
You know, I got a gal like that who works for me. Yeah. Gives me nothing but trouble. I'd fire her, but she's my wife.
Oh, my. Give Maureen my love.
Well, I got to get back to the office, find out if my employees are working hard or hardly working.
You know, I hear he's considered a comic genius in France.
Roseanne, let me give you a little business lesson. That gentleman you were just so rude to is Mr. Stu Melman, whom I met at the Lanford Men's Club. I invited him here, I made friends with him, and now we are getting a deep fat fryer for cost.
Well, that is great, because I'd hate to hold your face in a deep fat fryer we paid full price for.
It's called networking, Roseanne. And that is why I have been after Jackie to join the Lanford Women's Association, so we can get more things at a discount. In fact, Nancy, why don't you join? You've been asking for more responsibility around here.
I just meant I wanted a key.
So, wait, hold on a second. What about me, you know? I can join some group of stupid, snobby, stuck-up broads and make friends.
Oh, Roseanne, how can I say this so that I don't hurt your feelings? You're a horrible woman and nobody likes you.
Well, be that as it may, I'm still gonna join. And I'll get us a lot of free stuff, too.
No, face it, Roseanne, you just don't have the skills that it takes to represent this business.
Oh, now, Leon, I may not have your vast wealth of business experience, nor your great willingness to kiss butt, but I do have something else.
Really? And what might that be?
Your nipple.
Ow!
What do you think of these earrings?
Oh, yeah, that's much better.
This is the exact same ones I had on before. See, you're not paying any attention at all.
I am, too. Holy cow, what are you so dressed up for?
Because I have to go impress these business women so I can use them for contacts. Then later I can go back to chewing tobacco and rolling up my hair in soup cans. So, did you make many tips tonight, or won't you know till you shake out your underpants?
Hey, sweetheart.
Hey, honey.
Hey, to go. I'm late for class.
What time did you get in last night?
I don't know. It was either 10 or 11.
We really should buy a digital clock for the boy.
Have a nice night.
So, how you doing?
Well, it sucks, Mom. I mean, I know he's doing it for us, but he's at school all night. And I work all day. We don't ever get to talk anymore.
Well, that's a shame, because you're really missing something. I mean, when you're not around, the witty, insightful things that come out of that boy's mouth, you just wouldn't believe.
Well, it's like the only time we spend together is when he wakes me up when he gets home.
Well, at least he's still polite enough to wake you up first. Chestnut room at the Ramada Inn. These broads have got to be doing all right.
The rooms here are really nice, too. I've heard.
God, Nancy, what did you dress like that for? This is a woman's business meeting. It's not a girl bar.
Roseanne, you are so naive.
Most of these women are married.
You are so naive.
Hello, hello, ladies. I'm Lucille LeCompte. I'm the greeter tonight. Entrez-vous.
Oh, well, that's French, isn't it? French, the language of France. Well, it was certainly nice talking to you, and I'm sure we'll get a chance to talk to you again later.
Yes, let's do that.
I think we did pretty good there, Roseanne.
Oh, all these stuck-up broads and business suits. I should have worn underwear.
There's a men's group meeting across the hall.
All right, it's just a hassle using birth control.
We brought her, and I have to tell everybody I'm married.
Hello.
Hello.
Roseanne Connor, you wouldn't be DJ's mother, would you?
Well, that depends. What'd he do?
You know, I think our sons are in the same class.
Oh, well, of course they are. Yeah, DJ talks about him all the time. Just this morning he was saying, we don't see enough of that Anderson kid.
Elijah.
Elijah, that's such a great name.
I've never seen you at our meetings before. Do you work here in town?
Yeah, I'm the proprietor of the lunchbox.
Oh, you mean Leon Karp's place?
No, actually, Leon is just our waiter, and we let him think that he owns the place, you know. On Thursdays, he thinks he's the mayor.
Well, you know how all men like to think they are the center of the universe. I guess that's why they call it the son and not the daughter.
Oh, that is brilliant. You're certainly a lot wittier than that French lady we met at the door.
Well, I do write the newsletter.
Oh, you do? Uh-huh. What line of work are you in?
Well, my family owns a string of bakeries throughout the entire state.
Bakeries, huh? Mm-hmm. So I guess you would make things like, I don't know, what, hamburger buns? Oh, I love that brooch, Flo.
Why, thanks, Ro. My husband gave it to me.
Well, either he did something very bad or you did something very good.
Oh, you know, Ro, I bet you are just full of the Dickens.
Oh, yes, I've got the Dickens just running right out of my ears.
Well, the meeting's about to start. Maybe we can chat after.
Oh, I can't wait.
I gotta hand it to you, Roseanne. You were very pleasant and personable.
Yeah, it was fun, too, although I know I'll be sore tomorrow.
Hey, can I help you, buddy?
Beer. I didn't know you were working here.
Hey, you know me. Eccentric millionaire, taking on odd jobs so he can mingle with the common folk.
What I like about you, Chuck, you're not stuck up. Not like our other millionaire friend who works down at the car wash.
Whoa,
what the hell are you doing here?
Oh, man.
He comes in there every night, around 7.
Mind if we talk? We'll have to keep our voices down, this being the library and all.
Just leave me alone, Don, will you?
Why the hell aren't you in class?
I went a couple of times. It's just not my thing, okay?
What do you mean it wasn't your thing? We gave you money for school. We own your thing.
It just didn't work out, so I quit. You know, what do you want me to do?
How about showing the family you've got this much responsibility? Man, I can't believe I took your side back in the house.
Hey, I don't need you on my side. Wait a minute, you're not going to tell Becky and Mrs. Connor you saw me here, are you?
Oh, you are.
Now, why don't you save them the trouble and kill me right now?
Oh, come on, Mark. Roseanne's not going to kill you. Not with all the questions surrounding the death of Becky's first husband.
Carol Collins, you know, the pie lady, she ends up leaving with Nancy.
No way, Mom. I know that woman. She's married.
God, you're so naive.
Hey, Mark, how was it tonight?
Tell him.
I quit school.
What?
Yeah, I went a couple of times. It just didn't work out.
I found him down at the Lobo. He's been hanging out there every night.
How could you do something like this?
See, I knew you wouldn't be on my side.
On your side? Why should I be on your side? You've been lying to me for weeks.
Becky, come on, let's just talk about this upstairs.
No, I have nothing to say to you.
Becky, oh, you got plenty to say to him. Starting with, get your butt back to school.
I can't make him go. I don't control him.
What do you mean you don't control him? You're his wife.
Yeah, I still can't make him go back. He doesn't even listen to me.
But that's because you're not yelling loud enough.
I'm not so sure you should blame her, Roseanne. I mean, Mark's got a mind of his own.
Yeah, well, I got an exercise bike, too, but that don't mean I'm ever going to use it. Come on, Lucky. Come on out of that coma for Luke and Laura. Will Liz Taylor's curse never end?
Sit there. Mom, this is Elijah.
Hi.
Oh, hi. You must be Florence's boy. Nice to meet you.
Okay, I talked to him at school, I brought him home like he told me to, and now I'm done.
Where are you going?
Izzy Miller's house.
DJ, over here. You stop being mean to Elijah and play with him.
I can't. He sings.
What do you mean he sings?
He sings real quietly to himself all the time. He never stops. I hate him. I hate him. I hate him.
DJ, you get a hold of yourself now. You are going to play with him. He's a very nice boy.
If you like him so much, you play with him.
Little Jackie Pig. How come you stop?
Stop what?
Singing.
I wasn't singing.
Hey, DJ, who's your friend?
Izzy Miller.
I know that, son, but who's this boy?
We're off to see the wizard.
This is Elijah.
Here he is.
What's he doing?
Singing.
How do you get him to stop?
Because.
So, Elijah, you like to sing, huh?
I wasn't singing.
Yeah, Dan, what's wrong with you?
Am I staying for dinner?
Sure, if you'd like to.
What are you having?
Liver and boiled fish. Liver sauce.
I think I gotta go home now.
Bummer!
Oh, we've just gotta have that kid over more often. He makes our other kids less odd.
I think every kid on Earth looks less odd next to Elijah Minnelli.
Not spreading the news.
That's Elijah with a J. Hey,
Mark's reading.
Oh, well, I hate to ruin the end of it for you, Mark, but he eats the green eggs and ham.
I'm studying upstairs.
Don't pick on him, Mom. He's really doing it this time. We spent all day working together. I can't believe how much he's learned.
Well, does this mean that we have to stop spelling stuff out that we don't want him to know about?
I'm serious. I mean, you're right, Mom. You can make husbands do, like, anything.
You are catching on, Mrs. Healy. Men need to be molded. Think of them not as lumps of clay, but as lumps.
Out of milk.
And Elijah, cool hats.
Thanks, Roseanne. We biked over here to talk to you about your son. Well, he did something that really upset my Elijah.
Well, thank you for telling me. I will punish him severely.
Well, don't you want to know what he did?
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Well, yesterday, in front of a large group of children, DJ called him Elijah Minnelli.
No, he didn't. DJ, come out here! Children can be so cruel.
What?
I'm gonna pretend like I'm yelling at you, so just go along with it.
Okay.
DJ, I'm going to ask you a simple question, and I want a simple answer, yes or no. Did you call him Elijah Minnelli?
Yes, but you...
Yes or no?
Yes.
Well, you really hurt his feelings, DJ. As you know, I did not raise you to be a name caller. That is mean. Tell him you're sorry.
I'm sorry. That's okay. You want to come over tomorrow? No, I bet I'm grounded.
You sure are.
See?
All right, then. Thank you, Ro. I'll look forward to seeing you at the next meeting.
Me too, Flo. And don't you worry about it, because I'm not quite done talking to this young man.
Mom, I said I was sorry.
Well, sorry really isn't good enough, is it?
Come on, I'll change. I promise I will. Please. Please, I promise.
That's what you say every single time.
I will, I will. They're gone.
Let's go have ice cream.
I made flashcards for the next two chapters.
Yeah? We got our tests back. The only F in the class. They even posted the grades where everybody could see them. You proud of me?
You studied for this. I don't understand how this could happen.
But you should never have made me go to that damn school in the first place.
I didn't make you. You wanted to go.
You're wrong. You never even asked me. And again, you don't give a crap what I think. You never have.
Hey, could you guys start over again? I hate it when I miss out on the beginning.
You, Mrs. Connie, you always thought I was stupid. Now, here's your proof. Go ahead, make your jokes.
Well, it's really not funny now that we know it's true. In fact, it's kind of sad. Or at least not as funny.
Mommy, he's not stupid. He's just not good at taking tests.
Yeah, well, I think when you don't know any of the answers to any of the questions, you're not good at taking tests.
Yeah, but look here, you spelled your name right. Although, it is the 15th.
Mom, leave us alone.
Oh, I'm just teasing you, Mark. Everybody gets an F. You're going to do way better next time.
Oh, no, I won't. I'm dropping out.
Becky?
Mark, you're going back. We both know it's what's best for you.
No, it's what's best for you. I mean, why are you always trying to change me?
I'm not trying to change you. I just want you to realize you're not worthless.
I never thought I was worthless.
That's not what I meant. What are you doing?
I'm going to stay at Roy's tonight.
Why? What do you mean?
Well, you're the great student. You figure it out. Go find some college boys. Got what you want.
Mark, wait. Well, Mother, I kept pushing him like you said, and he left me. Congratulations, you finally broke us up.
Well, it doesn't count. I wasn't even trying. No, you guys can't break up. Listen to me. I gave some advice to my daughter, and okay, well, that kind of blew up in my face. But trust me, you two belong together.
I don't know, Roseanne. We've been through so much, and it just gets harder.
You wouldn't believe the incredible drama that we're always going through.
Oh, wouldn't I? Dan, come out here!
Yeah, I got two hands. What the? Oh, yes, dear.
I'd like to introduce you to somebody famous.
Oh, man, this is a real honor. Think Paul Simon and you will ever get back together again?
No, we're Luke and Laura from General Hospital.
I'm sorry, I'm a guiding light man.
They were telling me about all the trouble they're having in their marriage, so I thought you should tell them some of the stuff we've been through.
Okay, well, I don't know where to start. See, last year I lost my job. My daughter ran off. Sister-in-law got beat up. I got thrown in jail. Roseanne's dad died.
It seems like every week something else is happening to us.
It seems like it happens again in the summer, too.
Well, he got in a fight with my ex-husband on our wedding day.
Well, that was only because you didn't make sure that stupid Mexican divorce from him was legal.
Well, our daughter, Becky, left home for a year and a half, and when she came back, we barely recognized her.
But the most important thing is, we've stuck together.
Now you two still love each other, don't you?
Well, I did really miss you those 2 years that I was abducted and held captive on that island.
And I'll never forget the good times we had saving the world from Mikos Cassadine's evil weather machine.